This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Social media is a networking tool for the employed and for employers. You've likely heard of college advisors warning students, don't put anything on Facebook you don't want on your resume. Unless, of course, applying for a job that requires a high tolerance for Jell-O shots. On the other side of the hiring spectrum, a San Francisco-based startup called Repify aims to help prospective employers get a thorough profile of applicants based on their online activity and clout. Repify pairs an applicant's resume with publicly available data pulled from sites like Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Applicants do have some say in the process. Before your Repify score goes to HR, applicants are offered a chance to make private data accessible that could bolster their appeal. Repify's founder and CEO, Chirag Nangia, explained what Repify looks for in a social media profile.
So essentially what we look at when we go through a person's profile are different characteristics that contribute back to what the company is looking for, which obviously includes things like resume and looking at a LinkedIn profile and for looking at work experience as well as the education and all that, seeing how well that matches up against the requirements initially set up for the job. You also look at the online profile aspect of it. So then looking at, were they able to create a brand online for themselves or for a company they previously worked at, and how relevant is that for the purpose of the jobs that they're applying for now?
I'm more interested in this, it's measuring the influence based on ability to drive action. That's what clout is measuring anyway. I see a lot of people on Facebook and social media getting responses to, click if you like cute kitten videos. So what is it? What is action exactly?
That's a great one. What you're even seeing with things like clout is I think people are realizing that influence, specifically online influence, right, is more than just number of followers or number of clicks on a particular link. A lot of that is, it's topic-based. If someone is involved with a community like Fire Talk, which is an online community forum, and it's huge, it's got millions of members, and, these people are all passionate about flying or aviation, that may be a perfect channel for them to find someone who could, they could bring into their organization and could, essentially be evangelist for their brand, and they already have some clout within the community.
Well, funny you say that. I was looking at a survey by the Society for Human Resources. This was published earlier this year. This shows employers backing away from using social networking sites to screen applicants from 34% in 2008 to 26% using social media today. And the survey said that legal risks and a lack of verifiable data are two reasons employers are backing away. How does Repify's model address these problems?
Virginia, 100%. And I think the legal aspect of it is the one that scares a lot of people. I think it scares both companies and as well as obviously the applicant. There's been some really interesting things in the public kind of space. One instance is I remember that I think it was in Pennsylvania, was actually a police department who was, as part of their screening process, was adding their job applicants. These aren't people they've hired yet. These are just people who applied as friends on Facebook to look through the profile and see if there's anything that could be potentially risky that, they're hiring as a police officer.
Right. We've heard a lot about this, the sort of digging for dirt, the college photo of you at the New Year's Eve party.
Things like that, they scare us as well because everyone's got that one picture, I'm sure, of themselves, at a New Year's party, having, one too many beers and, they pass on a sofa, right? So, does that really contribute to the fact that they may not be a good hire for a company? I firmly believe not at all. And I think, that things like that are maybe indicate some of the screening challenges that these companies are kind of going through. From a pure legal standpoint, what's interesting is actually quite a few law firms have approached us as well, saying, hey, our clients aren't really sure what to do. They see value in ways social information and social media information can be useful. But, what is safe? What can I go and get and what can I not get? So I think, there's a few kind of big factors there. I think the one factor is the validity factor, right? So, you have an employer go through, do a search, trying to find the right Chirag Nangia or the right John Smith itself is a bit of a challenge. So even if you find the right John Smith, then going through the profile, and maybe information there that's been really relevant, maybe hidden, but there's a lot of stuff that could be potentially risky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the
risky.
Area
you mean from a risky mean from their behavior, and also risky from a legal standpoint, things that you're not necessarily supposed to know as a hiring manager.
100%. understand. I mean, it may be the fact that you go on my profile and you find out that I'm a hardcore Blue Party supporter, and you know, you're like, okay, well, you know, I disagree with the Blue Party, so I'm not going to give this guy a job. That's an area where we firmly believe, because there's so much of that potential risk information that you can get at a moment's click. You know, again, just do a search from Google, you know, test there, you'll see something that is protected class, and that itself is a big risk.
So how does Repify remedy that situation?
Well, we don't offer any of that information out. So, you know, we strip out all protected class information, and we really only offer the aggregate information that could be useful for the employer.
I wonder if, you know, for an applicant, it's like this is one more thing they have to do, you know, besides having great skills, besides telling the truth on their resume, they also have to have a social network profile that really draws some attention. True?
It's a great question. I don't think it's something they have to do. So I don't think the applicant is now, you know, all of a sudden under the pressure to go on and create a Facebook profile or a LinkedIn profile. But I think what applicants should be aware of in general is that that information, whether it's through a technology partner or a company like Repify, or it's the company themselves is doing screening, you know, manually online, it's become part of the process for a lot of people. I mean, people just kind of end up Googling, right? And I think people should be kind of savvy about that.
Well, Chirag, I want to thank you for joining us today and taking the time out to explain Repify.
My pleasure, Virginia.
Chirag Nangia, CEO and founder of Repify. We do have links to see the Repify site and learn more about what they're doing, both for employers and prospective employees. You'll find that at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd like to know what you think. Should your social media clout be considered along with your job skills? Should employers just stay out of social media circles they're not a part of? You can leave a comment at wordofmouthradio.org or on Facebook or Twitter. You don't have to leave your real name, by the way, so your opinion will not sabotage your future prospects. Now, coming up, we're going to be looking at a year of biopics, rom-coms, and Hollywood blowouts. The year in movies, including today's Golden Globe nominations with Amy Diaz and Garen Daly. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a minute on New Hampshire Public Radio.